Good evening, and I want to say welcome to WEIRD Radio. Thank you for being here tonight. It is my honor to have a very, very special guest this evening, and that is 420 Guy, the director of Modern Boy Lover magazine. Welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you, Kermie. It's good to be here.
Well, we're really, really glad to have you with us. You know, most of the people on the boards have, I believe, seen Modern Boy Lover magazine. Can you give me kind of a history of the magazine itself?
Well, it started off on the boylover.net, as we used to know it, before 2009. And it was started by Simbalion, who was the entertainment coordinator at the time. And I wasn't actually a member of BLN yet when it started, but I believe that he made quite a bit of effort to involve membership in everything from the name to, like, is it going to be a general magazine? And he really wanted membership input right from the start. And so
I know,
yeah,
it's so, very good. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So he was in charge of it for just over a year, I think, and then Underdog took it over. I finally joined the board around this time, and funnily enough, the magazine was probably one of the main reasons I joined the community, because before then, I, like many of us, I just kind of cruised around looking for pictures, and I didn't really, at the time, I didn't feel like I needed to be a part of a community or really, I'm a very self-reliant kind of guy. Like, I believe we can find our answers within ourselves. So I wasn't ready to reach out, but the magazine helped me to find the community, and I officially took it over in late 2008. And after BLN shut down in on Thanksgiving 2009, it really didn't take me very long or much thought that I wanted. It actually wasn't even about wanting to keep it going. I felt like it was my duty, like that. I mean, I was the guy, I had the magazine issues, I had at least somewhat of an ability that I could go ahead and try to keep this going. So we did, and I'm glad we did, because it ended up becoming what started as a one board magazine, now grown into something that brings all of the boards together to make this magazine. And so it's really grown, and it's kind of changed in a lot of ways in that respect.
It's a wonderful magazine. What issue are you on now?
We're working on the 15th issue. It's been a little bit slow going, but it always reflects what's happening on the boards. And the boards in general, I've heard from a lot of people, are kind of a little bit slow these days for whatever reason. But I think we're coming along with, it's coming along good. So, yeah.
How can the boards help you?
Well, the most important way to help probably is writing something, you know, whether, and a lot of people, feel that they are maybe not good enough writers, or, maybe nobody cares what they have to say. It's just not true. Like, if you look through the magazine, sometimes we have an article that is incredibly well written. You can tell the person is a writer, but then we might have another article, like one that comes to mind, it's called A Boy Lover's Journal. And this fellow just sent me entries from his journal, and that's strictly what it is. So it's just his thoughts. It's not professionally written. So, I mean, you really don't have to be a professional. You just have to either want to share your opinion, or if you have a nice boy moment that you had that you want to share, like basically what you might post on a board, but in a more permanent form.
Well, is there anything specific as far as topics that you prefer to cover, or is it just general topics altogether?
We definitely strive for nonfiction material, and I think this is probably what makes it a little more difficult to get material because even myself, I am a creative writer, and I think that probably 80 or 90% of the Boilovers out there who write are writing creative fiction. And that's great, and we like to feature some of it, but it's the nonfiction stuff that we really want because it shows a more real side of who we are and what we're trying to get across.
Well, if someone would like to submit an article, how would they go about that?
Well, if you're a member of Enchanted Island or Young City or Boy Moment, there should be a topic kicking around there that you could post your work in. Otherwise, for like anyone else out there, you can email 420guy@modernblmag.org, and we'll make sure to have a look at your article and let you know if we can use it right away or what.
Sounds fantastic. I know I've enjoyed the magazine, and I'm certain most of our listeners have as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us as far as the as it grows? Do you have anything specific that goal that you'd like to see Modern Boilover magazine reach? So many members, so many readers.
Well, it's a bit of an odd website to be quite honest, because since you know I come from a forum and it began on a forum, it sort of takes that format as far as the staff working on the magazine. So it's not so much members that we're looking for as staff, like people who are able to edit a couple articles or might be able to find some images that we can use. I think really, like when I started this out, my first goal was to keep the magazines online forever. And so the new goal now, though, is to have a bit of a better staff team because, I mean, the guys that I have with me right now are really awesome. But everybody has, you know, we all have to go to work every day. We all have family. We all live busy lives. And it's a job that it takes quite a bit of work. And so the more people you can have helping out, the less of a workload it is for everybody.
That's wonderful. Well, if you need staff, they can also mention that to you when if they're interested in working with you, I suppose, at that email or on the boards as well.
Absolutely. Anybody, you know, even if you just think you can help a little bit, every little bit counts.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I appreciate the time tonight, 420 Guy. We really, really appreciate it. I love the magazine. Guys, you will note that all over the boards, you should see a link to Modern Boilover Magazine, MBM, their latest issue, I believe issue 14, the new one coming out, I'm supposed, is right around the corner. We look forward to it. And thank you for the time you spent with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. It was quite a lot of fun.
We appreciate it. Guys, have a great evening. This is WEIRD, your powerhouse of BL Radio Online. Listening in.